My name is Alex Boyer. I'm a producer for St. Louis on the Air and Cityscape, and I'm here with our science reporter, Veronique LaCapra. We've just finished a recording project with Steve Bircher, who's the curator of mammals at the St. Louis Zoo, previewing the upcoming opening of the polar bear exhibit. But we're right next door at the Penguin and Puffin Coast, which just recently reopened to the public. And Veronique, it's been a while since you've been here.
It's been a while since I've been to the zoo, and this opened up in March, but I have not yet had a chance to see it, so we are going to take a sneak peek inside.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, we're just going through the doors here,
and
Veronique.
It's very, very, very cold in here. I'm wearing a short sleeve shirt, which was probably a mistake.
And we just got a cold blast of air as we went through that second sliding door.
And you can smell the penguins before you see them. They have a pretty distinctive fishy smell to them.
Okay, so we see some penguins flapping their wings.
Yeah, those are king penguins. Those are larger penguins with a kind of orange ruff.
One of the things that I've always enjoyed is if you get right close to the glass, you can sometimes get splashed as they swim around.
We've got a couple penguins swimming here. They have great behaviors. I mean, it's almost like a dog. The one just shook its head, and it reminds me of my dog.
Yeah, and the way that they just waddle around, they're really fascinating animals. And I remember that this was a big hit when it opened, and there wasn't anything substantially wrong with this exhibit when it had to close for, I think it was about a year and a half or so, but they had to close it to do construction on the new polar bear exhibit that's going to open.
Yeah, and what's really neat is you can get so close to the penguins. I've never been at a zoo where you could get this close to them.
Yeah, it really is remarkable. And I think some kids
some
just got splashed, yeah.
And back up against the rock, up against the back wall, you can see a young chick. And it's pretty distinctive. It's gray. It's a light gray color. It's kind of hiding back there. A little hard to see. But
yeah, I do see that.
Being protected by one of its parents, probably.
And I know that you're an expert on penguins, Veronique, right?
Right, Alex.
Any idea how old that penguin would be?
How old it would be?
We're told that the chick was born in March. The puffins are next, I know. I think the puffins get short shrift sometimes. Everybody wants to see the penguins, but for some reason, puffins don't get much love, it seems. And of course, puffins are smaller.
Small, but they're really beautiful looking, I think. They almost look like they have eye makeup on. They have a very unusual design kind of around their eyes.
Yeah, and I'm no puffin expert, but I can sound like one because I'm looking at a sign that says the kinds of puffins that they have. They have the tufted puffin, the horned puffin, and you can look at them a few feet deep, seeing them swim around in the water as well.
Yeah, they actually swim underneath the water, not unlike a penguin.
But they look more like a bird in flight would look like when they're swimming under the water.
Yeah.
Well, it's been fun to visit the Penguin and Puffin Coast with you, Veronique. I'm glad you got to visit.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
And if you didn't catch it, make sure you check out our audio tour of the new polar bear exhibit that's opening to the public in early June.